Welcome to Season 3 of the UK Virtual School Podcast with your host, Sid, educational disruptor and founder of the first online school that dares to be different. Our third season marks the end of the third academic year, where we interview parents, students and teachers who are part of the UK Virtual School family. If you are new to our podcast, please do check out the golden gems from seasons 1 and 2. Now, this podcast is for homeschoolers, home educators, world schoolers, and those parents seeking for an alternative that is effective, flexible, and high quality. If this sounds like you, why not join us in disrupting education as we know it and creating a legacy of learning that's full of passion and enthusiasm. Welcome to the UK Virtual School Podcast. Okay, so this is the first podcast of season 3, and I thought I would take up the challenge of explaining to you why you would choose UK Virtual School above any other online school. Like, what makes us so different? Since COVID, the online school market has boomed and it's grown, and there's so many different options now. But I feel that we've got some key differentiators by the people that we have in our team, but also the vision behind it and who I am as a person that's leading the school, and also the things in which we implement in the actual school setting that makes us very different from other online schools. So let's have a think. When you envisage an online school, you think about traditional school being reflected in an online environment. And one of the key things when I set up UK Virtual School, and I was reluctant, I have to admit, I was reluctant to set this up. It was actually parents that had contacted me when their schools were not doing very much live lessons online, and the parents were being left to their own devices in teaching their own kids during lockdown. So they had contacted me, they knew my methods of teaching, they knew what I stood for, and I'd worked with both school kids and home educating families for a good part of 10 years prior to COVID. So I was known in my local community for the work that I did. When parents contacted me, I was very reluctant to set something up online. And one of the reasons was because I know the trauma that schools can cause. And I know that my experience with schools wasn't that great as a teacher. And I didn't want to create something that meant that I had to replicate what school was like, because it creates the same issues. So I was reluctant, and I wanted to not do this. And looking back, I don't have any regrets now. I think we've changed so many hundreds of children's lives in that period of time, and it's only been 3 years to date. And I think the goodness that we've done through setting this up, like, I hear stories all the time. I hear teared up, welled up parents talking about how their child is so different now, how they're more confident, how they are ready to go back into state school or college or university, how they're ready to face the real world now. We hear about kids that want to stay with us forever because they love us so much and they want us to have an A-level offering and to provide other things that they can do. We also hear of parents where kids have been so traumatized by school, and when they come to us, they see them smiling again. So I have no regrets of setting up UK Virtual School. The reason why I was reluctant at the beginning was because of the association that the word school has with a lot of people, including myself, and what that means for a lot of people. So when I set up UK Virtual School, I wanted it to be different. I didn't want it to be like other schools. I did not want it to represent what school represents. I want it to be what education should have been for all of these students and for all the teachers out there that just wanted to teach for the sake of teaching because they love the idea of imparting knowledge. That's what I wanted to create. The challenge was, how do we create that within the parameters that we have? In this case, it was online. How do we create that? How do we create something that is going to be so different, but at the same time, creating something which allows parents to be able to send their kids back into mainstream if they so wish? How do you create that in between where I can't go completely crazy, because then we would have our own syllabus and we wouldn't be able to sit the GCSE exams. We still are living in a world which requires examinations at 16, and jobs require those examinations. And if you want to progress onto university or college, you would need to do those exams. So how do we create that? How do we merge those things together? When UK Virtual School was born, it was a lot of thinking of what does not work, and then building something that really does work for us. So I want to go through some of those key things that I think make us so very different. So one of them is the fact that I have a home ed background, right? So my family, my siblings were home educated. I worked with home educating families for a good period of 10 years. And when you look at other online schools, I don't know any, to be fair, online schools where the person starting up the school has come from a home education background or has worked with so many families like I have. So I worked with a total of 13,000 kids prior to setting up. No, actually, it wasn't 13,000 at the time. I think it was 12. I worked with 12,000 kids prior to setting up UK Virtual School. Now, not all of them were home educated, but a good proportion of those families and children that I worked with were home educating their kids. So I spoke to so many families. I knew what their concerns were. I knew what kind of curriculums they wanted. I knew what they were trying to achieve. I knew what the flexibility that they wanted. So when I set up UK Virtual School, I had all of that knowledge beforehand. And so UK Virtual School is specifically for home educating families, right? So it was set up with that in mind, set up for families where the schooling system is broken enough that it's failing them, whether their kids are traumatized from the experience of being bullied or whether the needs are not being met because their kids have got special educational needs, whatever it is, that there's something broken in the current system. And I wanted to provide a solution, an effective solution, not just any solution, but an effective solution. So one of the things that we did differently is that we had to think outside of the box. And so we have a unique 3-week structure. I bang on about this a lot, right? But it makes such a big difference. I don't know why most places have not adopted this yet. But we start on the first Monday of the month. We run for 3 weeks, and then the students have time off and the teachers have time off in the final week. Even our admin team take 2 days off from that week in that fourth week of the month. So that style where 3 weeks on and then you have a break means that you don't get Zoom fatigue. So it's adapted for the online world. But I do think all schooling should be like that. Why? Because I think too much of a good thing is not a good thing when you have too much of it. And if you have 3 weeks of really intense learning and then you give the kids a break, they start missing learning. They start missing the habit that they've built up over the 3 weeks. If you extend that to 7-8 weeks of learning, they get tired. They get tired, they start to get annoyed with learning, they start to resent it. You don't want that. So the 3-week structure works really well. And if it's a 5-Monday month, we take 2 weeks off at the end. So this means we end up having 3 weeks times 10 months. We have no teaching in December. We have no teaching in August. We don't do teaching in December because we did in the first year. And we quickly realized that the kids wanted to hibernate. They didn't want to work. There were loads of them getting sick because of the weather in the UK being really cold and miserable. And there were viruses going around. And there was so much chaos in that month because of kids not turning up and then not catching up. And it was just a bit chaotic. So we don't charge families for December. We completely take that off. The only exception is year 11s because they do mock exams, but the rest of the school is off. So December, they're completely on holiday, and August, they're on holiday, and we have 10 months of 3 weeks each. No other online school does this, and I think it's so well suited for kids that have got special educational needs because they see an end point, which is only 3 weeks away. They know they need to focus for 3 weeks. They can relax. It's great for kids with anxiety. They see an endpoint. It's great for families that want to world school because they can travel in that final week to a different country. They can do museum visits. They can go touring and they don't have to worry about learning. It's great for families where the kids have talents. because they can completely focus their talents in that final week and not have to worry about catching up. It's great for families where there are medical needs for the students and they miss a lot of school and they're ill during the month. They've got that week to catch up and not fall too far behind. It works for so many people. It works for the teachers. It's great because our team goes on holiday. We have teachers going to Greece, going to Japan, going like every time I speak to them, they're in a different country at the end of the month, and it's great. And so it works for everyone. It gives everyone that breathing space that they need to just unwind, relax, and then start again the next month. That cycle of that monthly cycle just works. It just works so well. So we have that as part of our schooling. And I don't know why many others don't. Another thing that I think that really works for us and makes us different is that we only have maximum 10 kids in a class. That's our bar. A lot of other places have many, many more. And then those, and some places even do webinars. We only have live interactive Zoom classes. The students are there, they can see each other. The teachers are there, they can see each other. What we're trying to achieve is not a lecture style, not like this where I'm just talking to you, but it's a very interactive, engaging lesson where the students are expected to take part, to participate, and they don't have to vocally participate. Online learning gives them a chance to be able to type to the whole class if they wish, or if they're a bit shy and they want to just have communication with the teacher, they can privately message the teacher and no one else in the class needs to know. And I think those three different ways of communicating with the teacher during class allows every child to be able to communicate and to engage with the content that's being taught. And I think that's super important. A class size of 10 also means the kids develop a really good relationship with the teacher and vice versa. This is great for us. It's great for developing that relationship. It's great for our students. It's great for the teachers to get to know their students really well. Okay, let's move on to a different differentiator. We do no assessments. There are no written assessments at UK Virtual School below year 9. When you get to year 9, you start our GCSE content, and then at the end of the year, there's mock exams in year 9, year 10, and year 11 in December, and they do a lot of assessments leading up to the examinations. So it's a bit different when we're leading up to exams, but below year 9, so year 7 and below, there are no examinations, there's no testing, there's no assessments in the format that you would expect in a school. We don't do any of that. And you might be thinking, why? How do you know where the kids are? How do you know if my child's progressing then? We know that because we have a relationship with them. We talk to your kids. We engage with them. We ask them why they think what they think. We ask them how they got to their answer. And because of that relationship and that engagement, we have a very good idea of where each child is at in each of their classes. Now, if your child doesn't engage, then it becomes difficult, which is why we encourage engagement. You need to be able to engage. Written tests are great, but the problem with written testing is that they encourage a fixed mindset. They encourage the students to focus, to be able to pass the exam only, and to focus on the grade and not to focus on the learning. We want our students to love learning for the sake of learning. The results come. If a child truly loves learning a subject, they will do well. There's no doubt that they will do well. So our focus is on actually getting them to love engaging with the material and the content of the subject that they're in. That's our key focus. That does not mean that our teachers don't know where the students are. There's lots of engaging activities in class which allow the teacher to assess through questioning where they're at. We just don't do written assessments. And I think that's a really powerful thing that differentiates us from everyone else. And on that same note, we don't mark homework. Because if we mark homework, imagine a child that's spending hours and hours, sometimes they do, right? They spend hours and hours on a project where they're creating beautiful homework only for the teacher to go with a red pen and just mark everything in red. Imagine how demoralizing that can be. So we don't do that. We encourage kids to do homework. We set homework once a week and the expectation is that they do it. And they bring it into the next class. And the discussion that they have at the beginning of the lesson is around that homework. If it's like an English piece of writing that they've done, the teacher might ask it to be submitted. And then they'll share it in class. And then jointly, you'll edit that. It's about the learning that you get out of it. It's not about the grade that you have. Obviously, as we get closer to the exams, to GCSEs, then there's a little bit more assessment and a little bit more kind of figuring out which grade you're aiming for. They look at a lot at the mark schemes and examiners' reports to understand how the examiner thinks. But lower down the school, the kids don't need to know that. The kids don't need to focus on the exam so much. So we don't do that lower down the school. And the kids learn to love their subjects, and that's what you want to do. And it fosters that growth mindset that we're trying to harness in the kids when they're quite young. Our classes, as I've mentioned, are live and interactive. Cameras are switched on. We don't do any of the webinar styles in our lessons. If you're paying for interactive classes, you are getting interactive classes. You do have the option to have videos only. If you know that you're not going to be able to make any live classes, or you prefer working independently through content, or you want to watch the content and teach your own child, then we do videos only. But a lot of our families will opt for the engaging content because they enjoy that. When we do give you the videos, and this is another key differentiator, a lot of places will just slap bang the videos that they've recorded from the live lessons. We don't do that. We think the kids being live in our classes should have the privacy of knowing that their classroom is their classroom. That material and the knowledge that's being shared there and the discussions that they're having with their teacher won't be recorded and shared elsewhere. We do record them for safeguarding purposes, but the content is never released anywhere. The recordings that are released are recorded separately. So our teachers go to the effort of recording just the content separately so that students have content that they can refer back to. And again, it's not just the recording that's available to you. It's edited. We have a whole editing team, a video editing team that we have invested in that spends time editing the content of the videos that the teachers record and making sure it looks nice, there aren't any issues, that the audio is great. Now, if there are any issues that you've found, please let us know because we're editing thousands of videos. And so sometimes a video gets skipped, but we want to be able to ensure that our videos are high quality resources and you have access to them for as long as you remain with us. So say, for example, you did your whole secondary schooling with us. You would have content from as early as year 7 in your portal that you can refer back to as many times as you like. So that is great for a lot of families. Another thing that differentiates us is that we are so confident in our offering that we do not commit you into a contract unless you want to be. So you can commit to us for as little as 1 month at a time, okay? So this is a big differentiator. I don't think there's many other online schools that allow you to leave after a month. I don't think there's many, if any, right? We allow you to do that. We are so sure that you're going to love us and that you're going to stay. So you can trial us out for a month. You can pay for a month. You can pick the subjects as long as we've got availability in the subjects. You can pick them. You can trial it out. You can see for yourself if this is something that you like and your child is engaging with it or not. And then you can decide. Now, if you obviously sign up for a whole term, it makes our life easier because we know that you're committed for a term. And then we give you a discount. We give you a 10% discount if you commit for a term. If you commit for a year, makes our life so much easier because we don't have to be invoicing you every month and we know that you're not going to be making any changes. So then we give you 20% off. So there's incentives for you to remain longer, but you can start off with just a month's commitment if you like. Okay, we're so sure that you're going to love us. And if you don't like us, we genuinely want to know your feedback. Like, why hasn't it worked? And we can implement those changes. Even if you leave, like, we'd love to know why it's not working. The school was set up to provide a solution for you guys. If it's not working, then we need to shift. We need to pivot, right? And we need to know why it's not working. So we welcome feedback. And this is one of the reasons why we have a monthly parent meeting where parents are invited. So parents that are enrolled with us are invited to come to that meeting and to showcase what's gone well, what hasn't gone well that month, and what they want us to do to help and support them better. We want raw feedback. The feedback that they give us is implemented and changed, and we kind of make the changes we need to make, if we can make them, depending on what the feedback is. And that ability to have an open and transparent Zoom meeting allows other parents to see what's working further up the school, what's working further down the school, what's not working in those different year groups, and to have a say as well. So say, for example, one parent says something needs changing in the portal, it's not functioning as it should. Another parent can chip in and suggest some solutions, and we can go away and we can come up with a solution, right? And present it to the parents at the next meeting and see what they think. We love that transparency, that parents can bring things to the table. There's no kind of having one-to-one private meetings with parents. If there's any issue, we kind of invite you to come to us to that parent meeting. You can have one-to-one meetings with me if you like. We invite you to come to that group meeting that we have planned every month. It is great for other parents to hear what your experience is of UK Virtual School. So that is something that we have. And we also have the same for students. We have a monthly assembly, and it's not a typical assembly where they sit down and they listen. The students are the center and the spotlight of that assembly. We go around, we ask them what they've been up to. They give us feedback on lessons, on teachers, on content. And if they've got any changes that they want to implement, we do a vote and we see whether other students are interested, and we will try and make those changes. We very much want the students to be part of our community. And leading on from that, because we want our students to have a say and to feel comfortable and confident to have that say, our students are involved in recruitment. You heard that right. We do the first interviews, and then we give the second interview to the students to conduct. They do an interview lesson with the new teachers and the new candidates, and then I will take feedback from the students, and if the students are not happy, we do not hire. It's as simple as that. They need to be happy with the teacher, otherwise we will continue looking. So that makes us very unique. Like, the students really have a say in how we govern UK Virtual School, in the teachers that we recruit, in the feeling that it has, in how we encompass and include the students. So the students are very fundamental in how we function and operate as a school, and the parents are equally as fundamental in that as well. We also offer a range of very unique subjects that we think are amazing. So things like worldview and time travel. These are subjects that we've created ourselves that we think combine key skills, key knowledge in a way that we think is a far more better and accessible to students in a way that they can apply to the real world. So for example, worldviews will take one country every month and we'll delve deep into its history, its geography, its culture, its people, its languages, everything to do with that particular country. And so in the last 2 years, because we started this subject 2 years ago, in the last 2 years, we've covered 20 different countries. And it's been fantastic. We've gone all the way from South Africa, Egypt, Greece, China, Japan, to Jamaica, England, Scotland, New Zealand, France. Like, we've covered so many different countries. And just imagine the general knowledge that students are learning. They're going to be able to apply this straight away. They go to a country or they meet a person from a different country, they'll be able to understand the culture, they'll be able to connect, they'll be able to ask questions. It'll just be so amazing. Imagine a child that's gone through an education system from year 1 to year 11 and they've covered every single country in the world. Like, that's mind-blowing, right? And they know so much about all these different cultures. It would be amazing. And I think that's what we want to do. We want to give students and empower them with the knowledge that they need to navigate the world around them. The world is becoming smaller because people travel. And in order to understand each other better, we need to understand people's cultures. We need to understand the history of a country. We need to understand the languages that are spoken there. We need to understand these fundamental areas to be able to navigate the world around us. Time travel is another amazing subject where we look at the past, present and future on a particular theme. So for example, we look at communication and we look at the past. How did people communicate in the past? Well, they used Morse code, but even before that, they used cave drawings. How do we communicate in the present? Well, we use mobile phones and we use internet and we use emails. How do you think people are going to communicate in the future? Is AI going to play a role in that? There's a lot of AI that's discussed when we're looking at the future aspect of time travel. And I think it's amazing that students are able to look into the past, see how it's developed from the past to how we are now, where we are now in technology and with different topics, and then looking into the future using those critical skills of seeing how things have developed and being able to foresee what's to come. I think that's such a great skill for them to have. We've got other amazing subjects like positive psychology, monsters and myths. Entrepreneurship is a new one we're adding to the mix. There's so many new things that we are offering in the next academic year. You just gotta check us out. Like, go come to an open day, arrange a meeting with me, like, learn about all these different things that we're offering. Our website always is playing catch up because we offer so many new things and we're moving so fast that we can't update our website fast enough. So if there's stuff that you can't see on our website or something looks outdated, it probably is, reach out to us, have a meeting, we'll fill you in on where we are currently. So like, there's loads of new things that we're offering, and I think we're probably one of the only online schools that offers such a unique offering alongside academic subjects. You can pick and choose, completely flexible. You can pick as little as one subject. There's no core package that we are offering that you must do. You can pick one subject. We are offering also residential trips. Our first one is going to be in this coming academic year. I've been talking about it for a while. We're going to Marrakesh for 7 days, and then we're going to the desert for a few days, and it's going to be a truly educational experience. But fundamental to that is there's a social impact element to it. We're doing social projects while we're out there. We're working with a school in the Atlas Mountains, where part of the fees from the trip are going to refurbish the classroom in one of the schools. And we're going to be then, once we arrive there, it's going to be completely refurbished, and they're then going to be painting a mural. We're going to be working with an orphanage in Marrakesh. We're going to be traveling to a nomad family in the desert. And so all of these aspects of the residential trip make it a very unique experience. It's not just about learning about the culture, it's also about giving back to the locals. And that's fundamental in how we want to travel at UK Virtual School. So our residential trips are pretty unique. They're packed. We're going to do so many things. We're working with a couple of locals doing metal engraving, doing calligraphy. We're going to be visiting some unique and amazing places, like on the way to the desert, we're going to visit a fossil museum. If we've got time, we're going to stop at some Galena mines. We're also going to be visiting the film studios in Ouarzazate. We're going to visit some palaces and museums and some gardens. It's going to be amazing. I'm really looking forward to it. And there's going to be lots more where that came from. The students voted in Greece as being our next place to go. So that was voted in about a year ago. I need to start planning that so we can put a trip together for our next residential trip. One of the other things that makes us really unique is that I personally take the time to meet every single family individually on Zoom. We have a discussion, and I get to know every family and their background. Because every child is unique. Every family has different circumstances. Everything is different from every family. There is no one size fits all. You can't package people into a group and say, well, this is going to work for you. Especially when you don't know anything about them. We don't even try doing that. We don't try getting you to fill in forms that will package you into a certain box, and then that's it. I want to meet you. I want to get to know you personally. I want to know how your family functions. I want to know what's not working in a school environment. I want to know what the issues are so that we can better be equipped, but we can also better inform you of all the different offerings we have. We offer so many different things. We've started one-to-one, we've got the group lessons, we've got video recordings, we've got video packages, we've got short courses. We offer so much. So to be able to talk about all of that on the website effectively is difficult. So instead, what we do is we meet with you guys individually. I hear your stories and I hear where the pain points are. And then we offer solutions based on your particular family. If we don't think the live interactive classes are going to work, I'll tell you, I'm really transparent. I will not get you to pay any more than you need to pay. I will not get you to sign up to things which I don't think you're going to utilize. I think it's really important to have solid advice from someone that has experience working with home educating families. And you don't have to sign up with us. If you come to us and you think online schooling is not going to work, I will push you into the direction of looking at some of our resources online that I think are going to be really effective. For example, the 101 Guide to Exams as a Home Educator. If you're a GCSE family and you really want to home educate, but you want to self-facilitate, I will guide you towards that and say, have a look at that. That's probably going to help you. But we're here if you need us. Like if you want to offload that and you don't want to facilitate the learning at home, we can do that. But if you want to do it yourself, there's resources on there to explain how exams work if you're home educated. Have a look at that, go through that yourself and work through that. If you're new to home education, the one thing that I will tell you is that you don't need an online school. We're here if you need us. If you want to have some lessons with us, that's fine. You don't need to sign up to an online school. There are different methods and different ways to home educate. And I'm pretty transparent with that when you come to us for advice and guidance. You don't have to sign up to an online school if you're choosing the path of home education. But it's there as a solution if you think it's going to work for your family. One of the other things that I've noticed that is a key difference between us and other online schools is that because we truly work with home educating families, I know and I understand that many families do not like the idea of Ofsted registration. They do not like the idea of being monitored by local authorities or for data to be transferred to other places. We have a policy where we don't pass on data to third parties. We don't pass on your data to your previous school if they ask for any information. We don't pass on data to a local authority if they ask for any information. We do not want to be Ofsted registered. We do not want to be monitored and check that we're following the curriculum to the T, because that will then turn us into a tick box exercise, which is what many of you are moving away from. That's what you don't want for your kids. We don't want to become accredited because it means that we're rigidly following a curriculum that might not work for you. So we do offer the national curriculum for English and maths all the way through our school, but many of our other subjects, we don't follow a set curriculum. In many cases, we've created our own curriculum. Now that's completely different for GCSEs. For GCSEs, obviously, we have to follow the specifications to be able to allow you to sit the exams. But lower down the school, we have created a lot of our own subjects. We have no desire as a school to be Ofsted registered. We have no desire to be accredited. We have no desire to fit into a system where many of you, and myself included, do not agree with. Many of our teachers will also agree with me on saying that we don't want that. We don't want to be part of a system which is so broken at the time, right? If they can revolutionize the whole education system and create something completely different from scratch, then yeah, maybe I'll think differently about it. But I think as soon as you start to accredit, or as soon as you start to have an Ofsted registration tag attached, you're going to have the same sort of problems that you have in a schooling system. And there's plenty of problems that they have there. If you check out our Trustpilot reviews, you'll realize very quickly that many of our families love what we do. It's changed their lives. It's changed how they view education. It's changed how their kids view certain subjects. Like there's a couple of testimonials that are so long. Like you can read practically their whole life story of how they connected with us and how their child has developed with us and what subjects they've picked and which of the courses they've picked and how it's worked so well. And you'll also realize from the Trustpilot reviews that the families are from all over the world. We've got families from South America, we've got families from Asia, we've got families from Africa, we've got families from America. We're in over 30 countries, but across at least 5 continents. I don't think we've quite reached Australia yet because of the time zone difference, but we'll be there at some point. We're going to be offering a different time zone curriculum at some point in the future. All of these things make us really unique. And I think if you haven't already sensed, like, I'm super passionate about education. I think the kids should be central in all the conversations we have around education. And one thing I assure is that the students are on board. If the students are not on board, it's not going to work. Education can't be forced. Learning cannot be forced on a child. The child has to be ready to learn. But once they are ready to learn, they are like sponges and they just love it. And if you put them in an environment which is conducive to that learning, they're going to thrive. And I truly believe that we've created an environment at UK Virtual School where they can come together with students from around the globe and they can learn some amazing content with some amazing teachers who are qualified, who are amazing, enthusiastic, and we have an amazing team around them. Our admin team, our customer service team, our video editing team, they're all amazing people. And I'm so lucky to be working with this amazing team. I keep saying the word amazing because I don't know what other words to use because they are truly extraordinarily amazing. And so when you bring all these people together who are enthusiastic, who are passionate, who want the same thing for the kids as you do as a parent, then you're going to get a truly incredible experience with us. So if you are on the fence, kind of figuring out which online school to go with, come and have a meeting, come to one of our open days, go and read our Trustpilot reviews, go and look at our reviews on our website, listen to the podcasts. We've interviewed parents and students, go to our YouTube channel, check out all our content. Like, there is so much out there that will convince you that this is going to be the right choice for you. So we want there to be other online schools like this. We want other online schools to embrace home education, truly embrace it, not just to replicate school online, but to truly create environments that are conducive to a flexible, incredibly conducive environment for students to thrive in. We want that. So hopefully, if you are an educator, if you're running an online school, you're thinking of running one, you equally get inspired by listening to this podcast that things can be done differently. We do not have to be following the status quo when it comes to thinking about how education should be run. Doesn't have to be 7 weeks till half term or certain weeks in a term. Like, we don't have to do any of that. School doesn't have to be 9 till 3. We don't have to do that. It can be whatever you want it to be. And with UK Virtual School, you get to create a timetable that works for you. You get to pick subjects. You can pick one, you can pick two, you can pick five. You can create a timetable that works for you. So I'm going to round it up. If you are considering online schooling, check us out and see for yourself if you think this is going to be a good choice. And I'll speak to you guys soon. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning into the UK Virtual School podcast with your host, Sid. I look forward to having you join me again soon. In the meantime, if you're considering online schooling to take away the stress of having to plan and structure everything yourself, why not head over to our website, www.ukvirtualschool.com. You can join in our next online open day or book in a Zoom meeting with me to discuss options. I look forward to seeing you soon. Bye.